It's Morning Edition from NHPR. I'm Rick Canley, and I'm joined now by Sam Evans-Brown, host of NHPR's podcast, Outside In. He joins us every other Friday to answer listener questions about the natural world. Hi, Sam.
Hey, Rick.
Let me hear that theme song, please.
I thought you'd never ask.
Why do geese make V's?
Does a bumblebee sneeze?
Can a person eat trees?
Can a polar bear freeze?
Is a kidney stone kind of like a pearl in a clam?
Well, I don't know. Ask Sam.
And that can only mean that we've got an interesting question on the line. What is it, Sam?
So this week's question came in over email, which is not something that I prefer. I like you to hear the lovely voices of our lovely questioners. But here's the question read by producer Justine Paradise.
In this most recent heat wave, I've been out mountain biking in the woods here in the Upper Valley, and I've noticed a fine, bright green layer blanketing the trails. It appears to be hemlock needles, I think, but I do not ever recall seeing them on the ground like this. My hypothesis is the trees are losing needles due to the heat. What do you think?
Sam, my stock explanation would be aliens. You, though, I bet have a more nuanced approach.
I started calling around to folks who know hemlocks, and right off the bat, it seemed that heat alone is unlikely to be the culprit, though it is a good guess.
Mm-hmm.
But Vermont's Department of Forests did send out a bulletin in July that pointed out there had been reports of, quote, considerable numbers of green needles being shed by hemlocks in Pittsford. So it seems like this might be a response to water stress rather than just heat.
Oh, really? Now, we had a pretty wet August in parts of the region, right?
We had a record-breaking wet August, but
okay.
We had a dry late spring, early summer. And this email was written in July.
Okay.
But
aliens?
There are alternate hypotheses. Some people I spoke with did go straight to pests, and one pest in particular, the hemlock woolly adelgid.
Oh, yes, the adelgid, yes. Oh, I love the adelgid, yes.
Which, combined with drought, can result in trees dropping their needles.
Is this what we're looking at in the Upper Valley?
Here's the problem with this hypothesis. We have maps put out by the UNH Cooperative Extension of where we have observed adelgids, and they're nowhere near the Upper Valley yet.
Ah.
But once I got on the pest train, this led me to another theory. I got a forest expert who actually lives in the Upper Valley. This is Matt Ayers of Dartmouth, and he put me onto the idea of hemlock looper.
It's in the family or the group that people often call inchworms. That's what the looper refers to.
Fun fact, entomologists refer to inchworms as loopers. So great.
There you go.
Descriptive, adorable. Matt himself had never seen a looper infestation ever, but he did drop this tantalizing tidbit that got me pretty excited.
It seems that it's notorious for being a wasteful feeder.
So what does that mean?
It means they drop a lot on the ground.
So they're like my 8-year-old. Okay.
So if we were able to look at the needles on the ground and see that they had been sort of nibbled on, that would indicate that this was a looper infestation.
But we don't know that from our listener email.
And this also led me to my favorite fact of the whole shebang. Hemlock looper is a native pest, but the first outbreak of hemlock looper happened 5,000 years ago. And I learned this from another researcher down in North Carolina, a guy named Kevin Potter, who has studied hemlock genetics.
About 5,000 to 7,000 years ago, hemlock more or less disappears throughout most of its range. So it has since then rebounded and become an important species again across most of eastern North America.
So for me, this is super comforting, right? You get your deep time hat on.
Sure.
You start to see that once upon a time, hemlock got wiped out almost entirely and yet has bounced back. And
hemlocks come, hemlocks go.
So, you know, species have these setbacks, but our lifetimes are just a snapshot. And thousands of years from now, you know, they might come back.
So there's plenty of theories, Sam, and there's a lot of information that you've given us. But you know what? The simplest explanation really is intergalactic aliens. That is Sam Evans-Brown, host of NHPR's Outside In, which you can subscribe to wherever you get your podcasts. And if you'd like to submit a question, don't forget to put as much information in that question as you can. You can record it as a voice memo on your smartphone and then send it on over to outsidein@nhpr.org. Or you can call the hotline. Sam, what is that hotline?
1-844-GO-OTTER. Call us, people. Enough of this email business.